All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, before we go to the phones, I just wanted to add this. And this is in today's Guardian. It's by Francine Prose. We Americans are dancing on the Titanic. Our iceberg is not far away. I mean, really, really well said. The greatest shock of all would be to wake up and find that while we're driving the kids to soccer practice and enjoying cocktails, autocracy took hold. By now, the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade hardly comes as a surprise. We've known this was imminent since the leak a month or so ago of Justice Alito's memo, and yet it still delivers a profound shock. In fact, a series of shocks. Stunned, we asked, how could this happen, as if we hadn't known for weeks that it was a more or less done deal? Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Tom, what's going on, man?
Earl, first off, we the people are the government, and that means all of us. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. These guys that just called in this morning, I'm so dumbfounded. First off, I think they called Sam Little Lady, if I got that right.
Correct. I loved that.
Which showed me exactly the type of human beings that they are.
Love that I'll never get respect.
and that already, Sam, that it's taking place that men are thinking that they're superior to women and tell them what to do. Again, I am as pro-life as you get. I don't believe in termination. I don't believe in war. I don't believe in capital punishment. I don't believe in classroom shootings. I don't believe in any of it. But I do believe in a woman's right to choose. I'm sorry, gang, but God, if you want to take it up with God, made it so the women have to have the baby. So if you want to take it up with someone, take it up with your damn God. Because they're the ones that have had to have the burden of carrying children for centuries. And for you guys to go there and speak to women the way that you do, when it was a woman that brought you into this world, is absolutely...
But Tom, how can you be surprised at that? That's historically what has happened. Okay,
absolutely.
Men, that's the reality of, where we are. That women have never been equal. You know, as a person of color, I know what it's like not to be considered equal, right? So
exactly.
women know the exact same thing, that they are never looked at as equals. In the society, by the same people who didn't look at people of color as equal, white men.
You got that exactly correct, Earl. And the thing about it is that these are the most insecure. These are the most, they want to be in power and in control. White straight males. I won't say all of them. A lot of them.
No, it's not all of them. You're right, but. We know,
those
who call themselves Republicans, for sure.
Absolutely, 100%. They want to be the head of the household. They don't want to let minorities get ahead, whether brown, black, LGBTQ+, women, whatever it is. And then when they start seeing that these people start moving ahead a little bit in society, all of a sudden they want to go and put laws in place that put them back where they were to start with. It is so disgusting. This is not, I repeat, this is not, I wish the media would get this right. This is not an abortion issue. This is not a pro-life issue. This is a pro-woman's right to choose or pro the government's right.
So Tom, let me tell you who needs to come out right now and who the Democrats need to push to the forefront. You would be a little amazed to hear me say this, but there's only one person. You ever hear of Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
That's who they need to put out front.
I agree.
And because Hillary Clinton, say whatever it is you want to say, is the killer of conservative white males. They're terrified of her. Right?
Absolutely. That's why they basically drowned her in the bathtub.
That's my point.
I mean, but she
is right now should be the person that they bring back and let her deal with this issue publicly. They would be smart if they brought her out.
What they should do is be putting the pressure on Manchin and Sinema like never before, and put it like a thunder on them.
Well, but Joe Manchin has come out and said, Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett lied to us. They said they weren't going to overturn. What? They lied to you, Joe Manchin? You took them at their word?
What does that have to do with the tea in China?
I only said that because you said putting pressure on Manchin. Nothing's going to change Manchin. That's who he is. I just believe that Hillary Clinton, the time is right. And I know there are many people, progressives, who don't want to ever hear Hillary Clinton's name again. But if ever there was a time that Hillary Clinton's name should come up, it's right now.
Well, we know one thing. Hillary Clinton would not have put people on the Supreme Court, like we said from the get-go, that would have made it where a woman's right to choose would have gone away.
Hey, no question.
Like I said, have got to stay laser focused, though, Earl, on the fact that this is not a pro-life issue. This is a woman's right to choose, Tom, issue and women losing power.
Let's delve a little deeper into that because, as you well know, one of the Supreme Court justices said, basically, this is just the beginning. They're going after gay marriage. They're going after gay rights.
Yeah,
that's coming.
They are. Absolutely.
Okay. So if they're able to overturn Roe versus Wade, who's to stop them from overturning anything else? Number one, the Supreme Court is not supposed to be an entity that litigates anything. Am I right?
No. No.
Okay.
Judges the laws that are
on the books.
Right.
So we see, and this is what I mean, though, Tom, when I talk about the civil war that's brewing. And yet if we can't get, there are people marching across the nation and really across the world because they know what is taking place here is in a nation that claims to be just, right?
They're marching to the ballot. As long as they're marching to the ballot box, that's what I care about.
Hey, Tom, even though they can march, and I'm not telling anybody not to vote, they have things so gerrymandered at the state levels.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
People are going to go and vote and do what they should do. And I know there are some people who are saying they're getting tired of this. And I even listened to and watched some of the conservative stuff over the weekend. And they even know that this is going to rally women, right? It should rally. If it doesn't rally women, except for those women on the right who are as, like Bobbitt, Congresswoman Bobbitt
and Marjorie Taylor Greene,
it's hard to even put them in the category as women. They're pit bulls.
Yeah, they really belong in the asylum.
Right. they truly do. But unless there are women like that, then you got to ask the question why most women, as you saw the celebration for some women, and women are, looks like split on this. Let me ask you, Sam, hang on, Tom. There are women who say yes and who agree with the overturning of this. What is your thought to that?
I think that's very anti-women and very unfeminist. And I think that, like, that the man that called from Sussex earlier, he said, why don't I get a say in it? Well, you can have a say in it with your wife, maybe. But why do you need a say in every single woman in the world's or in America's business? Like, you can have that discussion with your wife if you want children, but you do not get the right to impose it on every single person in the United States of America.
Tom?
100% agree with Sam. I'll tell you what. I personally, like I said, I am against termination. I think that there should be more situations like the guy that called in who, you know, people that want to adopt or whatever, if you want to take someone in and you want to, you know, help them out or whatever, great. Save the child. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, and the bottom line is, this is a woman's right to choose, not the government. This is a woman's right to choose, not men. We are not the ones that have the right to choose on this. It is a woman's right to choose.
All right,
that's the bottom line. Because I'll tell you what, women lost this choice. Government now controls their body. And because of that, they are second-class citizens, unfortunately.
Again.
And yes, they will be going after black people. They're going to go after gays. They're going to go after everybody they possibly can to make sure that we are basically...
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.